The death toll of the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida continues to increase. Rescuers searched through new rubble after authorities demolished the last standing part of the 12-story condo building. Demolition allowed crews to access areas they could not, including bedrooms where people were believed to be sleeping at the time of the disaster, and a parking garage. And all four dead bodies were found in the search and rescue efforts today, raising the death toll to 28. Here's Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levin-Cava.
We have recovered another victim. The number of confirmed deaths is now 28, with 26 identified, 191 accounted for, and 117 unaccounted for.
Some residents had pled to return to their homes one last time before the demolition to retrieve belongings, but they were denied. Others wondered about the pets left behind. Officials said they found no signs of animals after making three final sweeps, including the use of drones to peer into the abandoned structure. Mayor Levin-Cava said teams are working to save personal items and have asked residents to catalog what they're missing to match with items as soon as they are recovered.
The world is mourning for those who lost their loved ones and for those who are waiting for news from the collapse. To lose your home and all your belongings in this manner is a great loss as well. And my heart and deepest sympathies goes out to all of the families who have had this tragedy.
The decision to demolish the remnants of the building came after concerns the damaged structure was at risk of falling, endangering the crews below. Parts of the remaining building shifted last week on Thursday, prompting a 15-hour suspension in the work. The demolition late Sunday was crucial to the search and rescue effort, said Cava.
To collapse an entire apartment building is a devastating decision, and the demolition was in no way a decision that I made lightly. Bringing the building down in a controlled manner was critical to expanding our scope of search. Truly, we could not continue without bringing this building down.
Officials say the demolition raised the prospect that crews could increase both the pace of their work and the number of searchers at the site, although the chance of finding survivors 12 days after the June 24th collapse has diminished. No one has been rescued alive since the first hours after the collapse. Charles Burkett is Surfside's mayor. He says they're not giving up.
We have rescue crews working now in six different places. We were back to work 20 minutes after the demolition was completed. The demolition was executed flawlessly, and the rescue team said none of the existing pile where there are victims still was affected. The search and rescue will continue for 24 hours a day, bad weather excepted, lightning specifically. The search will continue for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until we pull everybody out of that rubble and reunite them with their family.
Tropical Storm Elsa is adding urgency to the demolition plans and the search and rescue efforts. President Joe Biden declared a state of emergency in Florida because of the storm, making federal aid possible. Search and rescue efforts were halted due to thunderstorms. Robert Rueda with the National Weather Service says Tropical Storm Elsa will hit Florida tonight, if not tonight, by tomorrow. There are reports of thunderstorms in Surfside this evening. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Miami Beach, which is just south of Surfside.